You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
It was not the news we thought would be leading the program today, just weeks before the college baseball season reached its conference tournament state. Alabama fires its baseball coach. Greg Byrne making the announcement earlier that Brad Bohannon is gone. And why? Byrne in the statement saying he has terminated Bohannon for, among other things, violating the standards, duties, and responsibilities expected of university employees. Bohannon has been relieved of all duties, and Jason Jackson will serve as the interim coach. What's all this about? We don't completely know. Greg Sankey with a statement later talking about the integrity. This clearly involves some sort of gambling allegations. Remember earlier in this week, several sports books would not take bets on Bama baseball. But Alabama is without its baseball coach as a series begins in a couple of hours against Vanderbilt. Kyle Peterson, ESPN's top baseball, college baseball analyst, will join us later in the program. Let's get back to the calls at 855-242-7285, and Eric is up next in Birmingham. Go right ahead, Eric.
Hey, Paul. Like I was telling your screener there, I wanted you to clarify the last statement that you had made about the dedicated money for the upgrades to the facilities, which was around, $90-something million, if I remember. You said you were saying that that money was being used to fund NIL deals with the players?
That's not exactly what I meant. I may have inferred it incorrectly. I'm talking generally where when you're raising money for all kinds of different facilities and upgrades, a lot of that has been put on hold. I said a lot of it, not all of it, because of NIL.
Okay, I was just wanting to clarify. I just want some clarification on that because I was, like I told him, I was under the impression that the universities, they didn't have anything to do with that. That was more sponsorship. But that was my first question. And if you allow time, I have one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yesterday, yes, sir, I called in, and, I think some of the people, they misunderstood what I was trying to say or talk with you about, just like I misunderstood what you were talking about. I wasn't saying that nobody has any right to question Nick Saban. That's not what I was trying to say, or the Alabama program, as far as football is concerned. What I was trying to say is he has won so much over the last decade or more. Why are people complaining about what he's doing from now until he decides to leave or whatever? I don't understand that. That's what I was getting at. I can't understand why people are complaining about. I mean, if Alabama loses two games, it's the end of the world. Man, I remember when I was younger watching them play, I was going to bed at halftime because they were getting smoked in football games. It made me absolutely just tore me up.
Yeah, Eric, I hate to interrupt. We have an update now on the Bohannon. I apologize for interrupting, but we appreciate your call. So we have been trying to figure out what is all this about. There's been we've tried to hint toward one thing in particular, and there's some new reporting on one of those things that we were talking about. According to David Purdom of ESPN, sportsbook surveillance video has indicated that the person who placed the bets, apparently on the LSU-Bama baseball game, was communicating with Bohannon at the time, several sources indicating that to ESPN. There has been some speculation wandering and making the rounds all day, that somehow there was video of a phone in the book, and this would confirm what that speculation has been, that the coach's name apparently appeared on the phone. I have no earthly idea how video works in a sports betting casino. I'm assuming it's pretty good. It can zero in on anything, and somehow they found this, and this is what has caused all the shutdown of the betting on Alabama. But now, according to David Purdom, the surveillance video at the sports book picked up something from the person who placed the bets, and he apparently, according to the video, was in communication with Brad Bohannon. You can digest that, interpret it any way you want, but the idea, assuming all this comes out, that the baseball coach at the University of Alabama, prior to a conference game, was in communication with someone at a sports book making a bet on the game is simply unbelievable. If you had said, "I heard a rumor about this yesterday," I would have laughed you off. It sounds so preposterous. And this is the same individual that Greg Byrne a year ago in an interview with the Tuscaloosa News said he loved the guy, everything about him, the culture was great. So again, we are waiting for Greg Byrne to do something more than just offer a statement, which is all he has done. But I think the ball is now in his court to say something about one of his hires at the University of Alabama, who has gone down in flames today in the ugliest possible way. Let's get back to the calls here and check in with Dad in Ohio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Do you think if something happens next year that Nate Oates might be in trouble or on the hot seat or even Saban?
Nick Saban will never be on the hot seat at the University of Alabama. Nate Oates is a completely different situation. He was just given a new contract extension by Greg Byrne. And since the season ended, almost nothing has gone right for Nate Oates.
That's true.
It's been one defection after another, from his coaching staff to his team to other things that are going on in Tuscaloosa. So I can't answer the Nate Oates question right now. He is, I don't even know if he's begun the new contract yet.
And one more question, please. If you will,
sure.
Do you think Bohannon will have a chance at another managerial job?
I think he's got far more serious issues right now than trying to get another job, and I will let the story settle in terms of which way that is going. But I cannot imagine if you're a university. First of all, I'll say all the things you really need to say and you have to say because of the country that we live in. We're blessed to live in this country. There's always the presumption of innocence in anything. He has not been charged with anything. These are just pure allegations. All that's happened to him so far today is he has been fired as the baseball coach at the University of Alabama. When all this is said and done, that might be the least of his concerns, that he lost his job. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We'll talk about Aggie football with Owen Buchanan in a couple of minutes. We'll continue updating as there was just a recent update on the Alabama story, which is downright scary to think about what is being reported. Let's continue with more calls. Bill is in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Got one question. Do you think we ought to be looking at Greg Burns? He may be the one on the hot seat.
Well, I think he has a lot to answer for. That is for
he
sure.
He sure does.
And athletic directors often get saddled with things that are not under their purview. But Greg Byrne hired the baseball coach, and he hired the basketball coach, and there have been two ugly stories connected to both. Now, the basketball situation, it wasn't that it happened because Nate Oates turned out to be an excellent basketball coach. It was just the way the university handled the story, and we still don't really know that much about it. Move that aside. This baseball story is all on Greg Byrne.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you go by. I know it's not on Nate Oates, but as you said, the way the athletic director handled it. Shut up and maybe it'll go away. That don't get it.
Think about the military. Think about think about public companies. The CEO often takes the hit for what happens underneath him. I'm not suggesting anything. I really would like to know more from Greg Byrne. And right now we don't know anything from him other than this boilerplate statement that he released today that was probably written by attorneys. So I think, think about what's the most important thing at the University of Alabama? Football. Nick Saban has an impeccable reputation. Nick Saban has now weathered a basketball scandal and now a baseball scandal where he works. There's no way he could like that very much. And I think he's the most important person in all of this.
You're exactly right. But, if Greg Byrne runs as he has in the past, you're talking about wanting to hear more from him. I don't think we'll hear much more from him.
No, I don't think we'll hear anything more from him. And quite frankly, I wouldn't blame him because there's nothing to say. He's already on the you can't spin this away. If what's being reported by ESPN is the reason why the coach was fired, as I read that, I don't want to act like I had not heard that today. Of course, I had. And I tried to lead us down that road earlier because once it finally was confirmed by the network what that video showed, it became pretty obvious what this is all about. Whether this ever happened again, or if it's hard to believe this is the only time this has ever happened, assuming that this is going to be corroborated, and I think it will be.
Oh, yeah, I think it will be, and you're right. This is not the first time that something like this is taking place. It just, you know, this late in the season and blah blah and all of that. No, there's what's the saying?
So I mean, you have to look at it from top down. You have a university president, Stuart Bell. You have a chancellor, well respected man, fine as St. John, and you know they were both involved in the in taking over. I've heard they took over the management of the Brandon Miller situation after, you know, Byrne and Nate Oates bungled it right out of the chute, and it got better. They were able to finally calm everything down, and then the team made a mess out of it in the NCAA tournament. But you know, this is a situation where it reflects on the University of Alabama and the reputation, and this is a terrible shot. Some people say, well, it's baseball. Baseball is a very important sport in college athletics. And by the way, if it was the least important program at the university, when you have a scandal like this, it's still reputation and integrity, and nothing can be more important to a university. Let's check out Dale in Colorado. Dale, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
We are well, thank you.
Yeah, I just walked in and heard this story. But you know what, Paul? I think Bohannon was betting on the odds of Butner saving the Tide season, not baseball. Go Dawgs. Thank you, Bob.
Johnny B. is up next. Johnny, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been looking all into, you know, different things, but if you're betting $245 to win 100, you know, that doesn't appeal to me much at the get-go. And, you know, the pitcher is the key to baseball. I mean, if it was football, you bet 100, you win 100, you lose 110. But now,
well, Johnny, it's the most important thing that we're told happened Friday night. The starting pitcher got pulled. And according to the video, this guy at the book was making a bet. And let's just say he was betting on LSU, and the coach was on the phone with him. This is all in theory, was telling him the pitcher had been scrubbed. That's valuable information.
No joke. And just think, all right, if you were going to win, if you're getting paid $2 million, you're not going to bet $100. If just say they was going to do $100,000, now that's split between two people, but they risked almost $250,000 to win $100,000.
But the thing that becomes, you know, this is one time. I say this all the time because I can't be any more honest in saying I don't know. I know people that bet. I know bookmakers. But since I don't bet, I don't understand what happens every day. You just don't decide on April 28th to make your first bet of the year.
You know, what? Another thing I was thinking about, if there's a lot of action, let's just say it's the Super Bowl, and some information like this came in and somebody made a huge bet, it's probably not going to red flag the thing. But I just can't imagine the action on LSU and Alabama being so fierce that, you know, some out-of-the-world two bets, out-of-this-world, they didn't think that, hey, you know, this might stand out.
I mean, nobody ever thinks anything. I mean, I've read books about guys that were – I've known people who were insider trading, and you don't think anybody's going to find you when you have no idea how many people are monitoring that every single day. I think a lot – I keep bringing up Byrne only because this is the second scandal on his watch, and I take it one step further. A commentator just tweeted from USA Today, given what has happened over the last – calendar year with two guys he hired, Alabama can't let Greg Byrne hire Saban's replacement. They just can't. This is the sports columnist for USA Today saying that. Why is that important? There's nothing more important in the next 5 years or so at the University of Alabama than what happens to that program after Nick Saban. You know, you may think he's going to be there until he's 80. I rather doubt it. So, you know, this is why Greg Byrne's position is become in question. It's not only his judgment in the past, it's the conversation about what his judgment is going to be in the future over the most important decision that he'll have to make. I've joked with him countless times during our many interviews, none lately, by the way, that you know, what are you, you know, do you have that file in your desk drawer about who's going to take Saban's place? And he naturally deflects and says Coach Saban will be there until he's 80. But you know, he's had to think about it. That's what athletic directors do. They plan for the unexpected. And now his integrity, his leadership is certainly, at least for today, could change tomorrow, under attack. Let's check in next with Rob, who is in Augusta, Georgia. Rob, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Love the show, man. I just had two questions for you. One, who do you think has the most toxic fan base in college football?
Now, you always expect the host of a show to give an honest answer, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you really want me to answer that live on national television?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's get them phones ringing even more.
Who do you think, if I could deflect for just 1 second?
Oh, man, I wanted you to get in the hot water, not me, because I'd have to say, without a doubt, those Alabama fans.
I don't know. I would disagree with that. I think there are more acidic fan bases than Alabama. Alabama fans, to me, and I've spent the brunt of my career dealing with them, I've gotten along fairly well. Even on the worst days, and there have been some bad days, they have faith in their program, and that's really what keeps them going. They never doubt that their program is coming back or will win again. Some fan bases are a little more difficult.
I do kind of agree with you. I mean, because they've got the history to back that up. But this
I'll never forget, Rob, when things were going poorly for Alabama, they would either talk about the past or the future. They never get hung up on, and I've covered Alabama through losing seasons. I know that's hard to believe right now. But I covered Mike Dubose, who had a couple of losing seasons. Mike Shula had a couple of disastrous seasons, and not many. But they never gave up that they would be back again, and they were right. They would eventually get it right. We'll take a break. More to come. 855-242-7285. Days like today, I missed my old friend Mal Moore, who was the athletic director at Alabama. Owen Buchanan is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are going to get back to the breaking news of the day that we have been talking about all day, because we all need a break, and we're going to get one now with Owen Buchanan, who covers the Aggies, certainly one of the talked about stories in the offseason. Owen, good to have you back. It has been a while it's only been a year since expectations were high for Aggieland. Good afternoon. Tell us about the spring and why there seems to be a lot of optimism now that Bobby Petrino has landed in College Station.
Well, Paul, I think the first reason there's optimism is that Bobby Petrino has landed in College Station. You know, Texas A&M was 100, not even in the top 100, 101st in the nation in scoring last year. Going back to 2021, if I believe I got this right, A&M has scored 24 points or less in 9 of its last 11 SEC games. The 3-8 in that span, and something has to be done to jumpstart that offense. They feel like they've got good talent. There's a promising young quarterback. I think the receivers are probably as good as just about anybody in the SEC. They had some issues in the offensive line, but they're getting some guys. Just everybody come back, including Bryce Foster, who at center, who missed all the 3 games. So there's some reasons to look at that offense and think, well, there's something to work with there. And maybe if you change some offensive scheme and do some things with Bobby Petrino, I think his offense is in, I guess, when he was at the last time he was at Louisville and then at Arkansas, was averaged about 30 points a game. You know, after last year, 30 points sounds pretty good at A&M.
Owen, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. Jimbo started off in somewhat of an awkward exchange. He has recovered from that. Well, you know everyone that's connected to this program. What do you think has been going on, and how is this offense going to look different than what we've seen recently under Jimbo?
Well, you know, it's all speculation, right? Because like most places these days in college football, media, we get to see during spring football, we saw about the first 10 minutes of warm-ups and stretching, and then they rush us out. We don't see anything else till the spring game. Now, the spring game looked an awful lot like what you saw the last couple of years, but that I wouldn't be, you know, that didn't surprise me. You're not going to show your hand even at a spring game. Now, we had talked to players, and they've talked about how they're using a lot more pre-snap motion. A&M hardly used any showed any pre-snap motion last year. They're talking about deception and setting up, you know, to set up favorable matchups. And I don't know, quite frankly, if there's much deception with A&M offense last year. It was kind of like lining up, and if our guys are better than yours, it's going to be a successful play. And a lot of times, obviously, that wasn't the case. Now, Jimbo would say they couldn't do a lot of that because they played so many freshmen. And when you make a move, the defense makes a move, and you know you have guys, inexperienced guys, that aren't sure how to respond, I guess, when the defense makes a move. But I think just from what we're told, that may be one of the – or that may be definitely the biggest difference, is there's going to be – or we think there's going to be a lot more pre-snap motion, deceptions, things to try to fool the defense, try to do some creative things to try to get the best matchups possible. And you know, if they do that, if they're able to execute those things, then you know, I think you could be reasonably confident that A&M offense will be better.
Talking to Owen Buchanan about the Aggies, we all know it's a small town. Coaches are in the community, you see people, you get to know them. I bring that up because we have not really heard. I don't think we've heard from Bobby Petrino since he took this job.
Nope.
Have you seen him other than on the practice field? I mean, is he going to talk? Has he talked? Well, give us the lowdown.
I have not seen him away from the stadium. I don't expect to hear him but one time a year. Jimbo Fisher makes his offensive and defensive coordinators, or he has in the past, I assume he'll do it again this year, available one day in August. It's usually sometime August 10th, 11th, you know, first week of camp. And they take questions from the media then for about 10 or 15 minutes each. And that's the last we'll hear from any coach other than Jimbo the rest of the year.
Too bad. I'd like to hear from Bobby Petrino, wouldn't you?
So would I. Yeah, I would. I would find it very interesting to know what Bobby Petrino feels like, what kind of hand he's inherited here to work with, and you know what he can do. And but that's just that's not the way they do it here, is it? But again, I know that there's a lot of places, a lot of head coaches want to be the only guy that's speaking, you know, that's the only source of information. I believe that guy in Alabama does that too.
Yeah, quite frankly, Owen, pretty much they all do it. This isn't the good old days when you grabbed an assistant coach at lunch and could talk to him back when some grizzled veterans like us were covering teams.
Yeah, I remember those days too.
Yeah, I always loved the assistants were great. I always liked to just zip into their office, Owen, and they would tell you everything, as long as you wouldn't quote them, of course.
Yeah, those were the days, and you got some of your best back in the day. You got some of your best sources were assistant coaches, and maybe that's why head coaches have inserted that rule.
And Owen, I always remember as you're going to the door out of their office, I said, "Hey, no, don't forget to mention my name for the next opening as a head coach." I said, "Sure, you got it." There was always a trade out. So let me get to the most difficult question I'm going to ask you, and that's to speculate on the Aggies. They're showing up in some top 25 polls in spite of what happened last year. We know the schedule at Miami early. You got Bama at home. That's a date that folks are looking forward to with some confidence. Tennessee the next week. That's not exactly great scheduling there. And then ending the season at LSU, and which I'm sure will be a payback game, at Ole Miss as well. What do you think? How high can the number go?
That's around here the $70 million question, right? Because they wonder about how about Jimbo's job security. You know, the guy before him averaged eight wins over 6 years, and they replaced him, and now Jimbo's averaging eight wins. So you look for something better than that. I can understand if you looked at A&M and you said, "Look, last year, yeah, it was a debacle. They were 5-7, but if you had scored, you can do whatever you want to with stats. But if you had scored one more touchdown in every game, you're 10-2." And enter Bobby Petrino. Okay, there's a reason to think that they may be better. Last year they started 13 different true freshmen in SEC games. And there's one game they scored Auburn. I think they had seven true freshman starters and four on offense. So, like I said, the best thing about freshmen, they become sophomores, and guys often get better. So you can look at that and say, hey, there's a reason things are going to get better. And they're getting guys back from injury. I mentioned Bryce Foster and Anaya Smith. I think he's proven himself to be a very good player over the years in the SEC. And, he missed all, but I think almost all. I think he played in three full games and a little bit of a game against Arkansas before he suffered a season-ending injury. So, yeah, you can look at it. Connor Wigman looked pretty good in the four games he started, with the exception of the Auburn game, but there was a lot of things going on there. So you can look at it and convince yourself, hey, if not this year, when, like you mentioned, Alabama comes to College Station, Mississippi State, who you always have trouble with, and Starkville comes to College Station, Auburn comes to College Station, you have only five technical road games, and one of them is just a drive up to play Arkansas and Dallas. So the schedule's about as advantageous as you could ever hope for it to be in the SEC West. A&M has been a team that, quite frankly, in last two seasons has disappointed. So they've got to prove that they can, that they can, quote, execute, do the things that you expect a good team to do and win some of those close games. And again, maybe Bobby Petrino will be the difference in that, but it's not just offense. The defense has to be a lot better. They're one of the worst run defenses in the country last year. They got to shore that up. But if you're looking for reasons to make a debate why A&M could be significantly better, I would think you'd say, young guys growing up, makes you better. Bobby Petrino can make you better. A lot of tough games coming to Kyle Field, that could go your way. You had a lot of close losses last year. Maybe you can turn those into some wins.
I'm buying. Owen, thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Owen Buchanan covers the Aggies as we head to the break. Thanks to Owen for joining us. We'll give you an update a couple of minutes on the latest from Tuscaloosa on the firing of the baseball coach and the scandal that has engulfed this athletic department down there.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lindsay is up next as we continue, and back to the calls. Lindsay?
Yeah, Paul. How you doing today?
We are well, thank you.
Okay, now, you know, I called one time before, it was a couple years ago, and I was very rude. I was rudely dismissed from the show. I'm glad I got in this time. So, at the end of the day, do you think that the Texas A&M that has the spirit in their community and the spirit in to go and win 12 games, 11 games, and get in the college football playoff?
You said A&M, right?
Yes, sir.
Not this year, I don't know. I believe they're going to have a good season, though.
All the five-star Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, protege, you don't think they can do it, Bo?
Not this year.
Not this year. Okay, we got you on record with that. What's going on down here in Alabama?
Well, it would appear, Lindsay, that the baseball coach has made a grievous mistake. We don't know that for a fact, but the reporting on this is very negative toward him and what he has apparently done. In this video, seems to indicate that there was some communication between the baseball coach and someone at a casino placing a bet on Alabama baseball, or against Alabama baseball, for that matter.
So somebody went down to the Pearl River Casino.
Well, no, this one was in Ohio.
Oh, it was in Ohio.
Yeah.
Where's the baseball coach from, is my question.
Well, he's been around. Bohannon spent a I think he played baseball at Vanderbilt. He worked at Kentucky under John Cohen, the athletic director now at Auburn. Yes, yes. He was at Coach Auburn before he was at Alabama. He was considered a great recruiter.
Okay. Well, okay, I got that part. So, the AD, as y'all been going in on the AD, I've been coming in, going in on Greg Bryant. So at the end of the day, did you think that is some way to usher him out and to possibly, you know, I see a lot of head coaches to the AD role, and Nick Saban is the guy. He's the guy of Alabama. He's the guy of the South. I'm just saying.
Well, Lindsay, here's what happens. Athletic directors are the steward of the athletic department. Usually when things go well, nothing happens. But there's been a lot of negativity at Alabama lately. You have, you know, situations in football that, you know, isolated, the Jermaine Burton situation. You had another player arrested. These are things that usually come under the domain of football. But then you had the player, Darius Miles, arrested for capital murder. He was immediately jettisoned. The whole Brandon Miller situation, which could have been contained very quickly, but the university chose not to. Then you have the basketball recruit that comes in. He's gone before we even know his name. The deputy AD this week is arrested for domestic violence. And now you have the situation with Bohannon. It's been a bad year for Alabama.
It's a bad year. Yeah, it has. And also, you know, it, and just last week, the Ruggs thing. You know, I know he was in the pros, know he's doing pros and everything, but the Rose thing with him the last year, a couple of years ago, with the it's been a lot in Alabama. It has, and
Let me say this to you, Lindsey. I hope you were treated better this time. Thank you for the call, and I hope we can speak again soon. Mitch is up next.
Sir Paul.
By the way, I like that. I only know one other Sir Paul, and he's a Beatle.
Yeah, and he won't be around as long as you will.
I hope I can outlive Sir Paul.
I'm making a personal observation. It's not a thing that I think I have anything to back it up with, but I think you're taking this almost personal. You seem very depressed about this situation.
Well, Mitch, you know what a big Alabama fan I am, so whenever there's any...
I do, and that's why I say I think...
Hey, I thought of you today, Mitch. I got to tell you a quick story. If we have time. I was at the dentist this morning. My dentist retired, and you know, you get passed off to the next guy, right?
Right.
Guy walks in. I don't know. I don't even know his name, frankly. And he comes in. He introduces himself. He said, "I know you don't like me." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "I'm a Clemson fan." I'm like, "Going? What? When is this going to stop with Clemson fans?"
Now, let me ask you something. Have I ever accused you of not liking me?
No, but I don't. I mean, why would a guy that I've never met, because he's a Clemson graduate, take that upon himself to say that? Can you explain that to me?
Because he doesn't take time to get to know you.
Well, I immediately told them that Florida State would beat them this year, and that Dabo's dynasty was done.
And you immediately told.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.